Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, starring
the Mrs.
and Mr.
And that's right. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, introducing the Mr. and the Mrs.
Hello.
And this is our second segment of the day. And we're going to get right on into it with the funny family moments of the week.
Don't forget, we are proudly sponsored by Add2 Broadcasting. And you can follow us on Twitter at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
You got to put the V in there because you can't find us if you just put Mr. and Mrs. Show. That's what I heard.
Who'd you hear that from?
The V?
Somebody who couldn't find us?
Yeah.
The V?
The.
Oh, the.
The.
Yes.
The Mr. and Mrs. Show. I actually don't know what would happen if you just typed in Mr. and Mrs. Show.
You'll probably still get it.
We're probably in the list, but you might have to scroll, right?
So are you going first on this one?
No, it's funny family moment of the week. You got it.
Okay.
I haven't seen any family this week.
So this week, like many weeks on the weekend, I have lunch with my folks. And this morning we were at my hairstylist's because it was time to get some styled. And I was asking where, if we wanted to go for lunch. And so my mother, who is very particular about where she eats, said, you choose, I don't care. That's a trap, right? So I did not fall into it today.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, all right, so here's what we'll do. I said, my hairstylist actually recommended a barbecue place that's just about a little under a mile from where his salon is. So I'm like, do you want barbecue? And so after explaining to my mother that we were going to go through an order of elimination, I'm like, do you want barbecue? Would you eat barbecue? Yes. Do you want to eat a salad? Because there's a crisp around the corner from where we were. And she's like, no, I don't want a salad. I'm like, do you want a cheesesteak? Because there's a cheesesteak place by our house. And she said, no, I don't think I want to wait and go by your house. I'm hungry. So I said, okay, so I guess we're going to do barbecue. Now, so it may not seem all that funny, but, I mean, my mother.
It seems complicated. Like, I've been through this before.
Yes. So, yeah, and I'd love to say that that's unique to my mother. I will say that the mister and I often have a similar conversation. So it must be genetic. But it's funny because it's like it's never – no one ever says, oh, you know what, let's go do X. It's like this whole negotiation around, where you're going to go to – where you're going to go. And, mainly because, like I said, my mom and not just my mother is picky. So how about you?
Can I share the one from the ball that we went to that one night where we bid? Can I share that one?
So mom will, this is the one that's always going to follow her. Yes.
Bless her heart.
Go ahead.
So we're at this charity auction. Okay.
All right.
So Melissa, I, her mom and dad, we go and we're there and they come. What were we bidding on?
We were bidding on the Super Bowl tickets.
Yes, that's it. The Super Bowl tickets for next year. So they start out the bid. She said, all right, I'm going to bid because our brother-in-law said they would go if it wasn't too high. So they start the bidding. She raised hers at like $2,000 or something like that. And then everybody else started going. And then it got to like $6,000. And it's
so it hit the cap for what our brother-in-law was willing to spend for the tickets. We'll just say that.
Wow.
So it hit it, and they go around the room, and she looks at – she's like – she raises her hand again to bid on it. go ahead.
No, that's all right. Go.
But she put her hand up to bid on it, and then she – oh.
And like two grand over the limit.
Oh,
that
no.
was set. So, and And the guy, and so the guy walks up to her and says, you know, says, you know, seven or whatever it was. I mean, whatever it was, god awful amount for these tickets, but it's charity, so you know. So, and you know, mom's like, no, and he's like, yes. She said, okay. And then, thank goodness, somebody apparently noticed my mom was completely freaked out and apparently has deeper pockets than we do. And it ended up going for what, like another $1,500,
right.
Which is so it's an amazing, you know, amazing giving in this community. But the, you know, so it was poor mom.
But she raised her hand. She raised it, and they thought she was on 6,000 still.
Yeah, yeah. So it was and the panic. My poor, she was so panicked. But, you know, she didn't have to worry about it. And, you know, our brother-in-law said he would have covered her if it, had, you know, wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But I mean, poor mom. I just felt so bad for her. I'm like, you're fine, right? It wasn't your money to begin with.
We have many great stories.
My mom is just a host of amusing, you know, anecdotes, because she's so joyful and just so, you know, she just kind of puts herself out there, and every once in a while there's something funny that happens as a result of it.
Absolutely. So, all right.
So that's the funny family moment of the week. If you guys have any funny family moments, you can share it on Facebook or Twitter at the Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Hashtag
funny family.
Hashtag funny family moments.
Yeah.
Or hashtag FFM. Boom.
I'm worried that 3-letter acronym stands for something really else, bad. But that's all right. So we'll see what we get when we search for that.
We'll see. Don't be searching for it.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now we're going to get into our next segment here, The Look. Now, we did this one last week, and we talked about what The Look is that when you do something that makes your spouse give the look, the look of disapproval, or not even really disapproval, just more of like, really?
Yes, it is that look.
It's that. So now we're going to get into a question of here. I'm going to ask both of you. I'm going to start with the mister. Do you give anyone else that look?
Do I give anyone else that look? No.
No.
Because to me, it's different with you and your wife, or you and your husband, you and your whatever. It's different. You're a partner. It's different.
Yeah.
There's a different meaning behind it. Like, you don't, you know, me and you, we've done a lot of shows together. I'll look at you a certain way, but it ain't the same way I'd look at my wife. No offense. So, but yes, I don't think it's the same as I give you. It's not the same meaning.
Okay.
Behind the look.
Oh, all
right.
Okay.
No. So let me ask you.
No, I would agree with the mister. There's, you know, it's definitely with a little bit of a different perspective, right, and a little different intent with the look. But no, I give the look a lot. You can ask anyone who works for me. They've seen the look. They've heard the look, even if they couldn't see the look, because there's definitely, it's not just the look, right? So if you speak while saying the look, and you can't see the look, you know you're getting the look.
Yeah.
So, but that's how it's supposed to be.
Hashtag the look. That's what we need to do.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah, please share. If you or you know, your other gives the look, and, you know, feel free to share what those favorite times are.
Even if
are.
You want to give a picture of the look, I'd be okay with that, too, as much as I think I should not have said that. Twitter, hashtag the look, or on Facebook at the Mr. and Mrs. Show again, hashtag the look. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it's inedible with the look. I mean, you're going to get it. Like, I've never met a couple that's never said they've given the look before.
It's in what?
I can't say the word correctly. But you knew what I meant. You knew what I meant.
Inevitable. I'm
inevitable.
Like, inedible.
Not inedible.
So
it is inedible as well. I haven't been reading the fancy dictionary books.
So. I'll get you a copy.
Okay, what happened? Why do you give other people the look?
For the same reason I give you the look. Because they've annoyed the living daylights out of me, and I'm not allowed to hit them. I'm kidding. There's no hitting. It actually ends up being like when you know darn well somebody knows better, right? Then, you know, or like it's you know, incredulous, right? So it's a, you know, you're incredulous. So you just kind of give that, you end up giving the look. Now, you know, it is a little bit different because I like to think that the one that I give you is imbued with love.
I'll remember that next time you try to give me the look.
That's good.
It's imbued with love.
There's a lot of love behind it when I give it to you.
Oh, yeah. Hey, don't worry. That look I give you, it's imbued with love, all right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to try to say that word. Anyways.
Yeah, you should.
No, so. Anyways. Yeah. So that's
the look, huh?
Yeah, that's
we
the should look.
Have queued up that song. You've got the look. Who sings that?
I know who you're talking about.
We'll get that for next
we'll
week.
Next
we'll
week.
Do the
next show.
We'll
the
do.
You've got the look.
Yeah, yeah, we'll do that segment every time we do the look.
So, the next segment, the next part of this segment.
I'm gonna basically
give it me.
Swing it on over to you.
Well, this week is grand gestures. What has the missus done for me? I'm gonna say taking me to LA this week to see a Dodgers game. While we see your sister.
So I just want to ask, right? So is it odd that you are sharing my grand gesture?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I know what I did for you.
No, but I mean, shouldn't I share my grand gesture?
Sure, go ahead and share it.
You just shared it.
No, there's more to it. You can tell them what we're doing. You can tell everybody why.
Why?
Yeah.
I mean, so we're spending a few days in California ahead of the 4th of July weekend. And the mister, if you have never listened to any of his sports shows, or gone on any of his social media sites, is a huge, huge Dodgers fan.
No!
Huge, huge Dodgers fan. We've gone to Dodgers games that have, like in Atlanta, right? But we've never been to Dodger Stadium, right? Or Park. What is it called?
It's Chavez Ravine, but yes, it's Dodger Stadium.
Is it okay. I didn't know if it was Park or Stadium.
Park is a place you take your dog.
In our city, it is a ballpark.
Yeah, they call it the BBT ballpark. So
yes.
Not the stadium.
Yes.
So I'm trying to figure out what makes it a stadium. The bigger it is.
Fenway
what?
Park, Wrigley Field.
Ah, Fenway Park.
Right. Okay. Anyhow, because I don't know if we'll ever, you know, if we'll ever get there again, one of the things I like to do when we go places that I'm not so sure we'll get to again is go big or go home. So we are on the baseline, on the first base baseline, four rows from the field in their club section. So.
Ooh.
Two seats, a parking pass, and then all the hot dogs the mister can eat. And
really?
There's an open buffet and non-alcoholic beverages. Yeah. That ballpark opens up 2.5 hours ahead of the game.
Oh yeah, and we're getting there.
So unfortunately, I will be spending my entire day Friday at Dodger Stadium.
The greatest baseball stadium in the world.
Yes. We'll just be very careful when we leave.
Why? I'm not a different fan. I'm a Dodgers fan. I'll be fine. I'll be right home. All right. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
So I'm very excited about that. I love when we're able to do things like this.
Me too. Absolutely. And what I did for you this week was amazing. Is a great gift, I have to say again. I left you alone all week. You had a week free of your husband.
I'm not really sure what that says.
I would just say thank you.
So this week our schedules, so normally during the week our schedules have some overlap together a few nights a week, and then, you know, like Sunday and stuff like that. This week you ended up working a lot more hours than usual. I had put in a few more hours than normal as well, which is saying something. And then so we actually didn't see a whole, this is probably the longest that we've been in a room together all week where both of us were awake.
Yeah. It's been one of those weeks, you know, and I don't mean any, you know, I have left you alone, because sometimes everyone needs those breaks. You need, I mean, not breaks, maybe it's a bad word. You need some time alone to decompress and to really, you know, mentally. And it's, you know, trust me, we love spending time together, but there's nice times to be able to just sit back, watch a bad movie such as Pride and Pre, you know, whatever, Zombieland. You know, sometimes it's a good thing. Hashtag Mrs. Alone. Hey, we're going to do that now? Hashtag Mrs. Alone.
I feel like that sends out a bad message. It sounds like a public service announcement or something.
So if you're married or you're dating, whatever, do you like to have your days alone?
We're big Second Amendment people, so I would not take that as an open invitation at all.
Yeah. So anyway, that was my – I didn't – that's my grand gesture this week.
Is that really a gesture if that was not, it's not like you designed the week so we were alone.
Do you know that?
Yes,
maybe
I do know that.
Maybe I did.
I'm pretty sure that you did not orchestrate the events that led to you spending more time here this week.
That
would just be wrong. on so many levels.
No, I didn't. I know you know, when you've had a long couple of weeks and when you need a break, you know, a relaxation. So, you know, I try not to hustle you with a lot of other stuff that's going on in the world.
All right.
So.
Well, that is Grand Gestures again. Another show. Thanks for joining us here on the Mr. and Mrs. Show. You can catch us on Spreaker. You can catch us on Facebook, Twitter, at the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Stick around on Periscope. We got another segment. But for everyone else, we'll see you next time. Thanks for tuning in to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. My dear, the stars creak, I should sleep, it's keeping me awake. It's the house telling you to close your eyes. It's something.